听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step. Book two. Lesson 78. Dinner for David. Section two.
Here we are. As you can see, it's a meal fit for a king.
It looks delicious.Oh, it smells good, too.
Do you like company while you eat?
Well, yes. Sometimes I do.
Good. I'll sit down with you, then. I have nothing better to do.
That's very kind of you.
Here, let me pour your beer. Look at that. Isn't it beautiful? Such a lovely golden colour.
It's very beautiful.
Quite a big glassful, too.I get sad when I look at it, though.
Sad? Why should you get sad when you see a glass of beer?
Oh, I don't mean just any glass of beer. I mean this kind of beer. You see, there was a man in here 2 days ago who was the picture of health. A big, strong, husky fellow.
What happened?
Well, he ordered a glass of that same beer, drank it right down...and then fell over dead.
Dead?
Of course, the beer may have had nothing to do with it. I don't want to say that it did, but you'll admit that it was a coincidence, won't you?
I think perhaps I'll just have a glass of water. I really don't like beer very much anyway.
Just as you wish. There's a pitcher of water on the next table. I'll pour you a glass.
Thank you.
It's a shame, though.
What's a shame?
To let that beautiful glass of beer go to waste. Perhaps I'll take a risk and drink it. Mrs. Bullard gets quite angry when people order something and then leave it.
But aren't you afraid? After what happened?
The fact is, I'm used to it. The man who died had never tasted it before. I drink this beer every day. I have done for years.
I see.
Well then...What has cook prepared for you?
It looks like a beef steak with fried potatoes.
Well, isn't that fortunate? Beef is the very thing to take away the harmful effects of that beer. Would you mind very much if I tried some?
No, of course not. But I thought you were accustomed to the beer.
As the saying goes, it's better to be safe than sorry. This steak is delicious. Well, I'm sure the beer can do no harm now.
I'm sure, too. You've eaten all the steak.
What's in that other dish?
It looks like a pie of some kind.
You're right, it is a pie. And my favourite, too. Apple pie. Do you like contests?
What kind of contests?
Pie-eating contests, of course.Come on, let's see who can eat the most pie.
Well...
There, it's finished, and I won. I'm afraid you have to eat faster than that, young man. You'll never win a contest that way. Now, is there anything else I can get you?
I'd like a pen and some paper. I want to write a short note to my mother.
There's some paper right here on Mrs. Bullard's desk. Here you are.
Thank you. I'll only be a minute. It must be getting about time to leave.
I'll just take these dirty dishes to the kitchen.
There. I've finished the note.
David, have you finished eating? We'll be leaving in a few minutes.
I'll be ready, Mr. Barkis.
Here I am again. Will there be anything else, sir?
No, nothing more. What is the charge for the paper and ink?
Just 4 pence. And something for the waiter.
The waiter? Oh, yes, of course. What would be the right amount to leave for the waiter?
If things weren't so bad right now, I'd refuse to take anything at all.
Are things really so bad for you?
Well, it all depends on how you look at it. There's... My family to support, of course, and Right now, my wife and children all have smallpox. And then I have to help my poor old father and two of my sisters. My job here at the inn is badly paid. I live on stale bread and sleep in the cellar. Other than that, I suppose I can't complain. We all have our problems in this world, don't we?
I'm very sorry, William. Here, please take this shilling.
Oh, thank you, sir. But no, I can't, really, I can't. Unless you insist, of course, and I see by your face that you do.
Mr. Copperstone, or Mr. Murfield, or whoever you are, Mr. Barkis is waiting in the coach. It's time to leave for London. Have you finished your dinner?
I suppose so.
Don't you know? Have you finished it all, haven't you?
Oh, he finished it all right, Mrs. Bullard. And it was delicious, wasn't it, David?
Yes, I believe it was.
It ought to keep you alive until you get to London, anyway. I saw the tray the cook prepared, and it was filled with good, substantial food.
Come along, David. It's time to go.
Goodbye, sir. Thank you for your generosity. I'll never forget you.
And I'll never forget you.
Take good care of the young man, Mr. Barkis. He had a huge dinner. He just might burst.
David left the inn, still very hungry.
In London, he had more experiences with fellows like William, but he soon learned how to handle these situations.
Certainly better than he handled William, the waiter at Mrs. Bullard's inn.
Exercises. Complete the sentences with what you hear on the tape.